Civil rights group Afri Forum has filed a criminal charge against the leader of the EFF, Julius Malema, following what they deem a direct threat to police officers. Malema told his supporters at the rally over the weekend that they should fight police officers, even in their homes. He has blasted the EFF leader, but also accused ANC of being terrified of Malema, and we speak to the DA's Andrew Whitefield. Andrew, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Afternoon, thank you very much for having me.
Police Minister Beckett Sele did denounce Malema's statement, saying that the EFF leader had crossed the line. Andrew, is that enough?
I don't believe it's enough. You know, Mr. Malema has repeatedly been permitted to spew his vile hatred and violent rhetoric across South African society, targeting various groups of people and saying the most outrageous things. Various organizations and individuals, including myself, have laid charges against Mr. Malema for various incidents of incitement. But the criminal justice system seems reluctant to tackle him head on. And in this case, Minister Tele has a vested interest in laying a charge against Malema because it's his responsibility to stand up for his police officers. And I think it's one of the most outrageous incidents of incitement that Mr. Malema has actually perpetrated, to threaten not only our police officers, but the members of their families in their homes. And I fear that given the track record of the EFF, unless he is put to a stop, that there may be some very serious consequences and his words may be converted into very serious action.
You believe that there's a lack of real action against Malema on the part of the ANC, and this is because the party is terrified to act against him. What do you mean by that? That they're terrified to act against him? What could be the possible repercussions for the ANC if they act against him?
Yeah, well, I mean, Julius Malema is a product of the ANC, and the EFF have their own agenda in driving the ANC towards more radical populist policies. And I wouldn't be surprised one day if Julius Malema became the president of the ANC. And it appears that from where I'm sitting, that there can only be one reason why the ANC government has been so reluctant to take decisive action against Mr. Malema, is because they are scared of him, because he may know have information about people in the ANC, or they quite frankly are politically terrified that the EFF is going to win their votes or take away their votes. And so I don't know what the other reasons could be for Mr. Malema not being prosecuted, for Mr. Tele not laying a charge against him, that he seems to have crossed this line, and Minister Tele has spoken out strongly. But those strong words without the requisite action are simply hollow words. And the time has come for not only the DA and other civil society organizations and individuals in South Africa, but for ANC government ministers to draw a line in the sand and say, enough is enough. We are a constitutional democracy. You are a member of parliament. And not only is this a breach of the ethics code for members of parliament, but we believe that you have now broken the law again. And until he feels the full might of the law, I'm afraid that Mr. Malema will continue to terrorize South Africans and threaten members of our police service and other South Africans on an ongoing basis.
Yes, sir. In terms of the various responses from different sectors, Trade Union Solidarity has said that they've been overwhelmed by the police members from across the country who are upset about what they deem to be threats against their life. So there has been the charges that have been laid against him, and is it not time that we wait for the cause of law to take its effect?
Sure. I mean, I'll give you an example. I laid a charge against Mr. Malema at the beginning of September for incitement to violence against Clicks employees, Clicks stores, and customers that were affected by the violent protests perpetrated by the EFF. It's been almost 3 months, and the investigation in what is really an open and shut case, where the evidence was provided to SAPS, I provided everything for the docket. They interviewed a number of witnesses. That docket has not been handed over to the NPA. Mr. Malema, a few years ago, fired a firearm at a protest in Dunsany in East London. No action decisively has been taken against him. The wheels of justice are turning far too slowly. And I think what it takes is for a minister in government to really take that kind of action will send the right signal. So we can continue to lay charges, and people have laid charges for years against Mr. Malema. He seems to be escaping justice. And I think what it takes now is for the ANC government to stand up and take its action against Mr. Malema to send a signal to our justice system that even the government itself is now tired of Mr. Malema's violent rhetoric, and that in a constitutional democracy, it is unacceptable. So yes, charges have been laid, and I think that's fantastic. But until ANC government ministers actually stand up and are the ones to proceed to lay the charges, I'm really afraid that not much will happen.
Certainly, Andrew, thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.